for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
All right. That's your welcome home music. That's your cue to come into my house. The doors are wide open. If I could pour you all a glass of Sweet Jennifer's sun-brewed iced tea, I'd do it. And I'd put a little sprig of fresh mint in there with some ice cubes and invite you to sit down in my living room and let's just visit about your favorite topic, you and your home. That's what we do every Saturday morning here at Rosie on the House. Now, Romy is absent here at this particular time, so Sweet Jennifer is in the studio with me. Good morning, baby.
Good morning.
We've got Julia answering the phone. If you'd like to participate in the show, just give us a call at 1-888-767-4348. When it answers, it will be an auto attendant. You just push 1, and you'll skip the auto introduction, COVID-19 protocol warning, whatever, and you'll get Julia, and she's here in the broadcast studio with us this morning. She'll get your name and what your question is, and we'll get to it as quick as we can. We've got Gary D here, of course, our production engineer, taking care of all the right buttons and dials. And a big special thank you this morning for our team member, Lance Kunkel, who we had to roust out of bed early and have him fix a couple things in Romy's absence.
We need to make him like a little Superman cape.
A Superman cape.
He's always on call. Bless your heart,
he
Lance.
Delivered. Yep. And Romy's absent only for a very, very important event. It is my grandson Remy's first football game.
Pads and all. All of how many pounds?
And I think with the pads, he weighs 27 pounds.
He's going to learn how to run really fast.
Does and he have his Odell Beckham Jr. shirt on?
Well, he actually has a jersey with his own name, Romero, on it. So it's absolutely hilarious. And I love football. I played football through high school, through junior year. I would encourage him to play football. I'm not one of the ones that would shy him away until I saw Thursday night's football game with Joe. Cleveland.
Yeah.
And the Bengals. Bengals.
Yeah.
And I think Joe Burrow got a tooth transplant that night. Good night. Man, did he get his world rocked. Mercy sakes alive.
But I tell you what, I'm watching that game, and the first thing I thought of at the end of it was Kyler Murray did the same thing last year with the Cardinals.
He
may have that first season where he's – and he can't stand losing,
and,
of course.
He does not like to lose. So if he lives for a second season,
I think he's going to be a star. I really do.
So Remy's got his first football game today. And, man, it is killing me not to be there. This is killing me more than when you strapped me in that hospital bed and I couldn't even scratch my nose.
Oh, that was me.
Well, it was somebody. Man, oh, man.
Okay, home improvement.
That was the worst. We're going to home improvement, and today's topic is light, inviting the Arizona light into your house. And when we come up with these topics, we kind of look around the table and say, now, who would we approach for that particular topic? And immediately, the first person that jumped in my mind, and two people jumped in my mind immediately, but the first one was a Rosie certified architect in Tucson by the name of Chauncey Meyer. And I said, you have got to see the Byzantine chapel he designed and oversaw the construction of on Mount Lemmon.
Now, did you actually go see it?
I saw it when it was about 80 to 90% complete.
Well, the pictures are breathtaking.
And if y'all want to see what a properly lit building looks like, just get to Chauncey Meyer's website. And in particular, all of his homes have very, very unique uses of light. It's just some beautiful stuff. But this Byzantine Catholic chapel up on Mount Lemmon, to marry the Undoer of Knots. It's a shrine to Mary the Undoer of Knots, which is an interesting story all in its own. But if you go to his gallery and click on that particular photo collection and click on the one that is standing in the middle of the church looking straight up. And if I ever wanted to know why my career as a trim carpenter was so short-lived, it's looking at the 17 million cuts of wood all made to within a 64th inch of each other to put that ceiling structure together. It's absolutely unbelievable. I worked on a trim crew for about 1 week at McGrath Builders hanging doors. And then the Monday came and my superintendent was Joe. I said, Joe, can I go back on the demo and the concrete crew?
You are good at that part of the job, aren't you?
I'm a concrete guy. I'm a drywaller hanger. But boy, when it gets to this level of detail down to the 64th, I can supervise it. I can see the good and the bad. But I know enough about my DNA and myself. This isn't anything I could ever pull off. That ceiling, and it's, in fact, the entire building, is an incredible piece of workmanship, artistry.
You know, talking to Chauncey Meyer this week and getting ready for the article, which y'all can find on our blog, and there's also a quick link on the website homepage. You know, you can really tell when somebody loves what they do.
Yeah.
And Chauncey does. Yeah. And he talked about the fact that in your home, when you use light, he likes to make sure that when he's designing that the top of the windows are at least 8 feet above the floor.
Yes.
And if you have room above that to use like the transom windows.
Lots of clear story windows. Yes.
Just how much spiritual good it does to have light coming from above. It just kind of imparts a sense of kind of like joy.
Sure.
And well-being. And also, if you can get those upper lights windows to open and get that fresh air, that's just a whole nother layer when you have a little bit of air movement within the home.
We just finished a remodel in Paradise Valley with large clear story windows up above the living room, and we put in all Pella electric windows. So from the living room, you can sit there. Their windows are 15 feet above the floor. You can't get up there and open them, but they're all electric motor operated, and you just push a button, open one, three, or all of them at one time. Just great ways. It's one of the things we did so wrong back in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. How many homes in Paradise Valley have a roof plate line at 8 feet with a 2 foot overhang, and you're inside that house and you've got like a $14 million view of the Praying Monk and Mummy Mountain and Camelback Mountain? And you can't even see it.
You have to go outside.
But if we hadn't built those back then my remodeling company wouldn't be so busy right now. Because that's one of the first thing we do. Boom, bring light in.
Well, we have, on average, 299 days of pure sunlight here on the desert floor. A little less up Flagstaff and stuff. But that we just have so much sky. It's a shame not to use that natural light.
Take advantage of it. Now, Chauncey... And because when I toured that chapel when it was nearly complete, it was absolutely breathtaking. And I'm sure the two trim carpenters that were at work got the wrong opinion of me. I was following them around like a puppy dog. They were like watching artists at work. It was absolutely jaw-dropping. Inspiring.
Can people go to see that?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I would think that it's probably open to the public, but it's the Byzantine Catholic Chapel in Mount Lemmon, on the top of Mount Lemmon, and it's called the Shrine to the Mary the Undoer of Knots. So you could either find that by Googling it, or just go to Chauncey Meyer's website on the Rosie on the House website. And
it's just
be able to get some information on it.
It's on his website is chaunceymeyer.com, and in a few minutes here I'll throw it up on Facebook so you have a quick link.
And then the second person that came to my mind was someone I've known. How old is Romy? 42, 3, 4?
No, 40? Rachel just turned 40.
Oh,
this
that's
year.
Right. That's right.
So he's 38.
38. I met this man the day Romy was born. The reason I remember that is because I was remodeling a medical building in Old Town Scottsdale, right next to the old baseball stadium. And we were just finishing the job. And back then, when your wife was pregnant, all the expectant fathers were given a pager that I had on my belt. And this man, who I had ordered some skylights from, showed up to install them. And so no one's going to cut into my roof without me looking right over their shoulder and watching every step they take. And as soon as this man, whose name is Chip Marvin, put a saw to that roof, my pager went off. And Romy was in the process of being born three blocks away at Scottsdale Memorial Hospital. I'll never forget, while I'm in the delivery room waiting for Romy, watching Jennifer going through her Lamaze exercises, and I'm holding her hand and helping her breathe, I have to admit, all I could think about was Chip Marvin cutting a hole in that roof back there at that building of mine. And boy, that thing better not leak, and I'm not there to superintend him. And this is driving me nuts. And as soon as Romy was born, he was in Jennifer's arms, and everything was good. I ran right out the hospital, got up on a ladder, got up on that roof, and Chip was just finishing the skylights. That was installed January 7th, 1982. And to this day, those skylights have never leaked. Now, the other event where Chip played a big part in our life was the hailstorm of 2011. And we're going to tell that story when we get back right after this short break. And we will take Todd's question, who has called in at 1-888-767-4348. He's got a question on termites. We'll be talking about skylights, Chip Marvin, Freelight, and Todd's termites, all when we get back. Hang on.